Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Yes, I can give you the zip code that my account is associated to that you guys charged. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. That's the zip code I need. Thank you.
03244.
And may I ask your name?
Yes, Diane.
All right, that's it. They didn't retrieve. Hey, Diane, is your name the only name that these charges should show in?
Yep, that's my account name that it's under, yep.
What's your last name?
Kulbacki, K-U-L, B as in boy, A-C-K-I.
And I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Diane, D-I-A-N-E.
All right, I'm going to see if your name will get it pulled up.
Yeah, I'm just showing a charge for $59.89.
It did. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
I don't know which one you guys would have. It's a P.O. Box 1004 in Hillsborough, New Hampshire, 03244.
No, ma'am, not that one. The physical address.
You need a physical address? 342 yes, Whitcomb Road, Walpole, New Hampshire?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm not typing it in. It's actually just need to verify, make sure I'm talking to the right Miss Diane. But this account has been canceled, ma'am. Were you aware of that? And it's due to that mixer that was ordered. Due to that mixer, that KitchenAid appliance. This was a contest entry presented by Bites Hub. Were you aware of that? That you were entering to a contest to win that?
Yeah, I was aware of going into a contest, but not aware of the fact that they would charge me. So, but they didn't credit my account.
Mainly, so that's what this call is mainly in regard to.
Yes, because I see a charge of $59.89 on this credit card right here, and I don't know where they're supposed to credit it because I called and canceled, and I got an email back from them saying that they were going to cancel it, and now I don't know.
They got you canceled. They just didn't refund you.
They did refund me?
They did it.
They did not.
Right. The account wasn't refunded, but you were canceled. So, and you called in. Ma'am.
Yeah. Yep.
It was created on the 26th. You canceled on the 28th. The account can be fully refunded. It's just a $5 refund access fee, but you could be fully refunded, ma'am. I'm giving you credit from that day that you called and canceled.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, ma'am. And I get this information sent to your email also.
Okay.
So just bear with me for 1 second. I'll verbally give it to you and we'll be done.
Because I was about to dispute the transaction in my bank account because I knew that I had already canceled it and I couldn't understand why it was still showing.
Right, right. I'm glad you called because it would have tied our hands and we would have to wait until then. But yes, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. We got you refunded and canceled out. I'm just waiting on your cancellation code to generate.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. All right, ma'am. I thank you for your patience. I got your cancellation code up. I'm going to verbally give it to you, and then I'm going to send it to your email if that's okay.
Yep.
All right. It's C as in Charlie, 920.
Okay.
773.
Okay. 511. Okay. What's your name?
Artarius, which you can write down. Well, it's A-R-T.
Yep.
E-R-I-O-U-S.
Yep. Okay. So I should see your refunds hit my account
in
within
3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm getting this information sent to your email, so you'll have it double documented, and what document, I don't know, but just know that I sent it to your email, ma'am.
Which email address do you have?
That K-U-L, that's your last name, 774@gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Diane. You have a good day, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you.
All right, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.